The short answer on solar buyback in Texas. If you have rooftop solar in Texas, the plan you choose determines whether your panels pay you back or simply spin without reward. Texas does not require retail electric providers, REPs, to offer traditional net metering, which means there is no statewide rule forcing a utility to credit your bill at the full retail rate for power you export to the grid. Instead, a competitive market of solar buyback plans has developed, and the credit rates vary significantly from one provider to the next. Some plans pay close to the retail rate per kilowatt hour exported. Others pay a fraction of it. Choosing the wrong plan can cut your solar return on investment by years. How solar buyback plans work in Texas. When your solar panels produce more electricity than your home is using at that moment, the surplus flows outward through your meter onto the ERCOT grid. Your smart meter, installed by your transmission and distribution utility, TDU, records how many kilowatt hours you exported in each billing period. Your REP then applies a credit to your bill for those exported kilowatt hours. The credit rate, the billing structure, and whether unused credits roll over are all terms defined in your electricity facts label, EFL, a standardized disclosure document required by the Public Utility Commission of Texas, PUCT. Three structures dominate the Texas market. Retail rate buyback. The REP credits your exports at the same per kilowatt hour rate you pay to import power. This is the closest equivalent to traditional net metering. Some plans from providers such as Rhythm Energy and Reliant offer near retail export credits at certain usage tiers. These plans tend to carry a higher base monthly charge. Wholesale or market indexed buyback. Credits are tied to the real-time ERCOT settlement point price, which averages roughly 3 to 6 cents per kilowatt hour during off-peak hours, but can spike dramatically during high-demand periods. Green Mountain Energy's Renewable Rewards Plan has historically used a structure in this category. This approach benefits households that export during peak summer afternoons. Flat below retail buyback. The provider pays a fixed rate below retail, sometimes 5 to 8 cents per kilowatt hour, regardless of when you export. These plans are simpler, but rarely optimal for households with large solar arrays. Net metering Texas explained. The phrase net metering is used loosely in Texas, and that loose usage causes real confusion. Technically, net metering is a regulatory mechanism in which a utility offsets your consumption bill with your generation credits at the full retail rate, carrying over monthly. Texas deregulated its retail market in 2002, and the PUCT does not mandate net metering for REPs. 22694 on distributed generation provides the regulatory backdrop. What Texas has instead is a voluntary competitive buyback market. That distinction matters for two reasons. First, you must actively choose a plan designed for solar customers, because a standard fixed-rate plan will not pay you anything for exports. Second, the best available buyback rates in Texas are sometimes competitive with, or even better than, net metering in regulated states. Because some REPs price their credits at or above the retail rate as a market differentiator. The EIA reported an average Texas residential retail rate of approximately 12.9 cents per kilowatt hour as of late 2024. A plan that credits exports at 11 to 13 cents per kilowatt hour is therefore functionally equivalent to net metering, even if it carries a different legal label. Comparing the best solar buyback programs in Texas. The table below reflects plan structures available as of mid-2025. Rates change frequently. Always verify the current EFL on the provider's site or at powertochoose.org before enrolling. Provider, plan name, export credit structure, monthly fee range, NLS, 10S. Rhythm Energy, solar buyback. Near retail, tiered by usage, $10 to $20. Reliant, Reliant Solar Advantage, retail rate on net usage, $0 to $25. Green Mountain Energy, renewable rewards, market indexed, $0 to $10. TXU Energy, TXU solar value, below retail flat rate, $0. MP2 Energy, solar plan, varies by contract, $0 to $15. a household exporting 400 kilowatt-hours per month, a modest 6-kilowatt system in summer, would receive a credit of roughly $48 to $52 under a near-retail plan, versus $16 to $24 under a flat 4 to 6-cent plan. Over a year, that difference exceeds $300, which is meaningful against a system that costs $15,000 to $25,000 installed. When not to switch to a solar buyback plan. Not every solar household needs to change providers. Consider these situations where switching may not improve your outcome. Your system is small relative to your consumption. A 3-kilowatt system on a home that uses 1,800 kilowatt-hours per month may export very little. If your net exports are under 50 kilowatt-hours per month, the higher monthly fee on a premium buyback plan could erase any credit benefit. You are still under a fixed-rate contract. Early termination fees in Texas commonly run $150 to $250. If your current contract ends in fewer than 4 months, waiting is likely the better financial move. Your TDU has not yet approved your interconnection. Oncor, CenterPoint, AEP Texas, and Texas New Mexico Power all require a completed interconnection application before your exports are metered. Switching plans before interconnection is approved wastes the plan's benefit. How to find the right plan on powertochoose.org. The PUCT operates powertochoose.org as the official Texas retail electric shopping portal. To filter for solar-compatible plans, enter your zip code and select your TDU. Check the box labeled Solar Buyback in the plan type filter. Sort results by the 1,000 kilowatt-hours estimated monthly rate as a baseline comparison. Click through to each plan's EFL and locate the section titled Other Key Terms and Questions, or Renewable Energy Credit to find the exact export credit rate and any monthly caps on credits. Pay close attention to whether unused credits expire monthly or roll forward. A plan that rolls credits into the following month is more valuable for households in winter, when production drops and consumption rises. What to watch for in the electricity facts label? The EFL is the binding disclosure document. For solar households, four items require careful reading. Export credit rate, stated in cents per kilowatt hour. Compare this directly to your current import rate on the same plan. Credit cap. Some plans cap monthly export credits at a dollar amount or a kilowatt hour's quantity. A plan that looks attractive at 400 kilowatt hours exported per month may become unfavorable at 800 kilowatt hours. Minimum monthly charge. This is the floor you pay even if your net bill is zero. A $20 monthly minimum on a plan with 12-cent credits requires you to export at least 167 kilowatt hours per month just to break even on the fee. Contract length and termination fee. Solar buyback plans are available in both month-to-month and 12 to 24-month contract lengths. Locking in a good export rate for 24 months can be advantageous if ERCOT wholesale prices are expected to rise. The bottom line. Solar buyback plans in Texas are a competitive and often rewarding alternative to traditional net metering. The best solar buyback program for a given household depends on system size, export volume, and how much the base monthly fee erodes the credit value. Households exporting 300 or more kilowatt hours per month in most billing periods will almost always benefit from an explicit solar buyback plan over a standard retail rate plan. Smaller systems should run the numbers on the EFL before committing to a plan with a high monthly floor charge. The data is publicly available. The comparison tools are free, and the math is straightforward enough to resolve the question in under 30 minutes.